This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We're hearing about the retaliatory mood of global trade because of the Trump administration, but ironically, the latest trade news from the dairy industry is encouraging. Let's check in with Lee Mielke with High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fees.
Lucas, world trade is in reactionary mode right now following President Trump's announced tariffs on U.S. imports of steel and aluminum and the resulting retaliatory actions by Mexico, Canada, and the EU. This all comes on the heels of some positive U.S. dairy export news for April.
That's right, Lee. It's been quite interesting to watch the news over the past few days as various countries implement reactionary tariffs. The most key ones that we're watching are those on cheese as it's exported from the U.S. to Mexico. There are tariffs between 10 to 25% depending on the variety, covering nearly all the cheese that the U.S. sends. Obviously, we're a huge exporter to Mexico and a large percentage of our cheese goes there. So it's quite concerning from High Ground standpoint to watch this come into place. We think overall a bit bearish to the U.S. market, watching these tariffs come into effect and watching the peso drop in value over the past few days. But hopefully higher heads will prevail and maybe we can find a resolution to all this before it impacts the market too much.
The irony of all this is we are doing great on exports.
That's true. It's been great to watch these numbers come in. April U.S. export volumes, another very strong month for exports, and we're off to a record start to the year if we look at the first 4 months now. Very strong cheese exports, which is interesting to see. So even in light of all the retaliatory tariff news, quite strong cheese exports, including to Mexico, and non-fat exports from the U.S. continue to shine as well. Another record month on non-fat exports, including to Mexico as well, up 28%. So over the next few months, it will be very interesting to watch where this tariff news and export news intersects.
Bottom line is this is going to impact milk prices down the road. Who knows how long and how much?
That's the key question right there. We have seen milk prices climb a little bit in recent weeks, but in light of the tariff news, saw Class 3 sell off quite a bit over the past few days. If we can maintain these exports coupled with strong domestic demand, it will be good overall for the market, but any drop in export volumes coupled with higher milk supplies that continue in the U.S. will pressure prices in a negative way.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. It took more than 4 years, but finally, California dairy producers know for sure that starting in November, they will be leaving California state milk marketing order system and joining a federal system. USDA this week announcing results of a producer referendum, a move that was authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill. Dana Cole, Deputy Administrator of Dairy Programs for USDA's Agricultural Marketing Services, California dairy farmers will keep their state quotas under the new federal milk marketing order system.
The unique thing that this order does that was approved by producers and will be implemented in November is that it implements a federal order that is very similar to all federal orders, and then it allows the state to continue the operations of their quota program just as they currently maintain within the California state order. The California dairy producers value the quota program that they have. And this quota program is worth a significant amount of money to the dairy producers who own quota within the state of California. So it was imperative if they changed from a state order to a federal order that they be allowed to carry forward the quota program so that they could maintain that asset on their balance sheet.
The California Federal Milk Marketing Order will be implemented on October 17th.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.